This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that judging.
We are live. This is the Alex Jones Show on this July 22nd edition. Alex and crew are on their way back right now. They're getting on a plane after having confronted the Young Turkey. Now, if you haven't seen this footage yet, where have you been? It's up on Infowars.com. It's making the rounds on Twitter. Basically, the second biggest story out of the RNC after Trump's speech itself. Absolutely amazing footage. We're going to get into it in the next segment. Alex is going to have some special reports that he's filed this segment, this hour, so be sure to stay tuned for that. We have Syrian Girl coming up as our first guest at the top of the hour. Some of you will have seen the footage, the horrific, traumatizing footage of the young Syrian boy being beheaded by Obama administration-backed rebels. We're going to get into what's really behind that, if it's actually going to signal a sea change in U.S. policy towards Syria, towards ISIS. So that's coming up in the second hour. Then in the third hour, we have Chuck Johnson making his debut on the Alex Jones Show. He was also at the RNC over the past few days and actually had a run-in, a confrontation of his own with Jamie Weinstein and Michelle Fields. Of course, you remember Michelle Fields of Corey Lewandowski fame. That whole media spectacle, which, you know, completely was transformed into absolute hyperbole, where Lewandowski, the Trump staffer who later, you know, relinquished his position, violently assaulted Michelle Fields, basically ripped her arm off, beat her over the head with it, of course. What actually happened was something quite different. So Chuck Johnson tried to confront her and Jamie Weinstein over this incident, tried to ask a question as a journalist. And we're going to talk to Chuck about what happened after that. But we're going to be focusing on the Young Turks confrontation. Other headlines coming up, we'll just go through them right now. German officials respond to migrants' axe attack by calling for mandatory Islam classes. That's right, we've had another bout of cultural enrichment across Europe over the past couple of weeks, of course, beginning with the Nice attack. We had the axe attack in Germany. We had another stabbing in France. Now the response to that, the solution, as Germany brings in over 1.1 million Muslim migrants, is not to maybe reconsider whether that policy was a bad idea, not to maybe roll it back, not to look at the issue of whether these migrants coming in have a completely different outlook on life, on treatment of women. No, 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 we can't look at that. We can't address that. What we need is mandatory Islam lessons for German school children. So we're going to get into that. There's a new development in the Nice attack, which is that Nice authorities have turned down a request to delete footage of the fatal truck attack. Now, you'll notice in Nice, the atmosphere, the attitude, the response to the attack was quite markedly different from what we saw after Paris. So now the federal government, basically in France, demanded that local authorities delete that footage. For what reason remains unclear. They've refused to do so. And again, it exemplifies how the reaction has been completely different when you compare it to something like Paris. We've also got Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban coming out and saying there's an obvious connection between illegal migration and terrorism. Basically a very simple, very obvious connection to make, but he's getting heat over that. We've got The Economist, which, of course, is a big publication represented at Bilderberg every single year, a big globalist outlet, coming out and basically celebrating the fact that British people are becoming a minority in their own cities. We're also going to go back and talk about Twitter censorship, because there's basically a war on conservatives. There's a media coup going on right now. We see it with Fox News. We see it with Twitter. Huge developments in the censorship of Milo Yiannopoulos, how it relates to the future of free speech, with WikiLeaks now coming out and speaking out against this censorship. Huge developments more on the Young Turks confrontation. It's going to be a jam-packed show. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 1151.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live on the Alex Jones Show. Top story up on DrudgeReport.com right now out of the Associated Press. Trump says U.S. will be safer, richer if he is president. Donald Trump accepted the Republican nomination for president Thursday, promising anxious Americans they will be safer and richer if he is elected in November. Of course, this was the culmination of the RNC with Trump giving his keynote speech. And here's Alex Jones on the same subject with this special announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, in my 21 years on air, I have never seen such epic events unfolding as are now unfolding. I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it again here today. For every action, there is an opposite and equal reaction, Newtonian physics. And you are seeing it now. You are seeing the globalist program of dehumanization and planetary world government begin to disintegrate from the bottom, the middle, and the top. These people are not God. They do not control the narrative. They do not control reality. The New York Times and others say that Donald Trump offered himself up is some type of savior. No, what Donald Trump understands is they've tried to break America's will. They've tried to break the Renaissance. They've tried to break true liberalism, classical liberalism, and the future, because they want to control the future. That's why Obama has this slogan about becoming the future, controlling the future, being the future. They call themselves progressive. You know, they're progressive like lung cancer or brain cancer or liver cancer. No, Donald Trump is saying he wants to try to unleash the tidal forces of humanity. And I'm telling you, Trump's for real. When I saw his daughter introduce him last night, my gut is 100% sure that family's on fire. Those people know exactly what's going on. I know that from sources, but I can see it. And I can tell you right now that Donald Trump isn't perfect. None of us are. But this is a true manifestation of American destiny to have a choice to go with the New World Order, to go with the abortion factories, to go with the death, to go with the division, to go with the evil, to go with the tyranny, or to go with humanity. And I'm telling you, if Donald Trump is a deceiver, then he's Satan. I'm telling you, because my gut tells me he's the real deal. And I'm telling you, I think his family is even better actually looking at those people and watching his daughter speak. That was from the heart. That was real. They want to deliver. They want to be the turnaround company that turned the Republic around instead of letting us be gutted and sold off to globalists. I'll tell you this. This is an amazing time to be alive. It's incredible. And you notice InfoWars. InfoWars, to use a cheesy analogy, the force is with us big time. It is amazing. Everything we've done has had the hand of God on it and Providence. Everything we went up against, we devastated the globalists, the interviews, the confrontations, the communists, young jihadis, young Turks. All of this shows how scared they are, and they know that things are turning against them. Hundreds of articles a day admitting that InfoWars is now the narrative and has actually basically taken over the Republican Party. Huge articles of the New Republic and the Washington Post and, you know, the Cleveland Daily Paper. Just hundreds. I can't even read them all. And here's the deal. It isn't about us becoming mainstream. It's about liberty and basic Americana and common sense coming back from the dead. That's all I am. It's just a fire of liberty. If you went back hundreds of years ago, I wouldn't even have been an exceptional fire on a horizon of souls. But as the evil and darkness intensifies, so many flames have been extinguished, so many flames have been brought down to basically embers, and I am a giant flamethrower in the face of the enemy today. And I can feel the spirit of liberty rising. I'm in an airport, getting ready to take off. I'll be back Sunday, Lord willing. Pray for us. 4 to 6 p.m. Paul Watson, of course, is coming up with David Knight and a bunch of guests. But I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, humanity, I don't care if you are a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, even an agnostic, whatever, we have to come together and realize we're being manipulated against each other. And we still have to oppose different globalist programs, but at the same time, we have to realize that changing ourselves individually and not letting corporate mainstream media that tries to make us feel small, that's the real revolution. We're big, we're powerful, we're made in the image of a creator, and Donald Trump has a spirit, I can tell you right now, that cannot stand to see this country run to the ground. He wants to take the foot off our neck, and the secret is, he's just a focal point to give us the confidence for us to do it. I'll tell you right now, Donald Trump's not going to save America. I'm not going to save America. All of us together, pointing our souls, our hearts towards being better people and working hard and pushing for true justice, that is going to reverse the satanic spell that we're under. And we're going to wake up and literally come out of this spell and turn the corner against the New World Order. And that's all Donald Trump's doing, is trying to get people to realize that they can touch Providence and that they can decide to be successful and decide to be victorious, and that we can come out of this malaise, out of this brainwashing, out of this mind control. So that's what this comes down to, my friends. And he's not up there like some cult leader saying, I have all the answers, I'm your God. God. I know everything. You know, you're weak. You need me. He's saying, you're strong. You've had enemies against you, keeping you down and suppressing you. And I'm going to work hard for you, and you're going to work with me, united against the globalists. That's what this is. When you heard it last night, and you know, folks, they're scared. You know who Donald Trump's listening to. Donald Trump already knew all this before he ever tuned into Alex Jones. I'm telling you, my spirit, your spirit, our spirit together, all of us combining forces has scared them absolutely down to the very roots of their evil, wicked hearts. This is an epic time to be alive, and it's going to get rough. But what matters is we all do the right thing in our hearts and our souls. He said it last night, and you knew it sent absolute lightning bolts of fear into their guts in the New World Order. He said, our maxim will be nationalism, not globalism. And I want to take that line. And when he said that, I want to have that in intros everywhere. We are nationalists. We are Americanists. We are Americans, not globalists. And that absolutely terrifies them. All right, I'm going to hand the baton to Paul Watson right now. But this is such an epic time to be alive. It is the animating contest of liberty. When we're pacifists, when we lay down, we go along with the globalists, when we don't speak up, we become their slave. But when we resist them, we become stronger in the animating contest of liberty. I want to salute every man, woman, and child, every race, every color, of every creed. And I want you to understand something. God bless you, sir. I want to tell you something right now. You are the future. God loves you. You were made by God. And we are all brothers and sisters in that. And we are about to see the true battle in the next decade against the New World Order. And you know who's behind the New World Order. And Donald Trump has chosen the right side in this fight. Donald Trump has decided to go with God and to go with common sense and to go with honor and to go with Americana. The globalists are a bunch of arrogant, sycophantic scum who think they know everything. I watched the mainstream media hissing during his speech when I was out on the floor. And then right as I thought, look how cynical and nasty and arrogant they are, hissing, because I was all in the media, Donald Trump said, look at the arrogance of the media and the establishment. I mean, he was just like totally sick. And I know it was already a pre-written script. It was just unbelievable. It was an amazing time. And again, we are going to take this country and this world back from the New World Order. All right, I'm going to hand the baton to Paul Joseph Watson. Please spread the word about this broadcast, because when you're watching or listening to this transmission, you know it and you see it. You are the resistance.
That was Alex Jones live at the RNC, heading back now with the InfoWars crew, again breaking amazing stories. But before that happened, and we can start playing the clip right now as I talk about this, we'll get into it further in the next segment too. There was a little confrontation, you might call it, between the Young Turks and Alex Jones. Now, this whole narrative now is being spun by the leftist media in the aftermath of this incident that Alex Jones crashed their live show. How dare he ambush them? It was so rude. It was so arrogant. Just look at the situation we've had at the RNC over the last 3-4 days. Everybody is crashing everybody's show. Okay, that's the environment that they're in. Everybody is in everybody else's space. So whether they were invited to appear on the Young Turks, of course, Alex has been on the show before. They know perfectly well who he is. He wasn't just some insane, crazy person bowling in and taking over their show. They know who he is. He's been on the show before. So Alex gets up behind Cenk Uygur and the other guests there on the show. And basically, his demeanor, and you can see this in the clip, it's not aggressive at any point. Alex is smiling. He's happy. This may be an ambush. This may be a confrontation, but it's perfectly cordial once it begins. It was not Alex that escalated it into an aggressive situation. It was Cenk Uygur. It was the Young Turks. And again, you know, we've had leftists crash our live show on 2 occasions over the past 3 days. Firstly, when Alex was giving his speech at the RNC, again, a left-wing comedian crashed his speech. How did Alex react? He invited him onto the stage and gave him the microphone. Let him do his lame comedy act, which nobody found really very funny at all, and then he went on his way. We had another incident when Leanne was hosting. Again, another comedian, self-proclaimed, got up, did an Alex Jones impersonation during our live show. We let it happen. You know, it was vaguely funny. We didn't get aggressive. We didn't escalate the situation. We just rode it out. But of course, you know, when leftist comedians crash our show, it's hilarious and we've been trolled. That's perfectly okay. That's fine. That's acceptable. But when we do it, we're rude, we're arrogant, we're instigating. Now again, Alex's demeanor, completely friendly, not aggressive at any point. The moment that Cenk Uygur escalates it is when he's presented with the shirt with Bill Clinton's face on it and the word rape, which by the way is going to be the new big hot Hillary for prison style t-shirt. But we're going to get more into this after the break. We're going to pick this apart and show you, expose you exactly how it was the Young Turks and Cenk Uygur that escalated this and not us. And it's making them look really very bad. We'll be back live on the Alex Jones Show.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 1151.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Took it all away.
we're talking about the confrontation between InfoWars, between Alex Jones and the Young Turks last night. And again, this is the RNC. Everybody's packed tightly together. Everybody is in each other's space. There are ambushes, there are confrontations, there are people going on each other's shows. We had it. Breitbart had it. Yeah, and when it happens to the Young Turks, it's arrogant, it's rude, it's terrible that we did this, even though, according to Alex, they invited him on the show in the first place. Maybe there was some miscommunication, but let's just accept the fact that, you know, we crashed their show, and let's take a look at it from there. Well, Cenk Uygur really got triggered when Alex handed in this new T-shirt with Bill Clinton's face on it and the word rape. He snatched it from Alex. You can see the gnarling look in his face. He started to get aggressive at that very point, which is interesting because his comeback was, oh, Donald Trump, there's an allegation of rape against Donald Trump for being at a Jeffrey Epstein party. This came out in court, of course. There's no evidence whatsoever to back it up that Trump supposedly was engaged in this rape at a Jeffrey Epstein party. Complete and total bunk. So he's bringing this up to counter the claim that this T-shirt represents that Bill Clinton is a rapist. Well, if you want to look at Jeffrey Epstein and you want to look at Bill Clinton, Cenk, how about the fact that Clinton flew on a plane with the pedophile, with the sex trafficker, Jeffrey Epstein, 26 times? Okay, is that a strong enough connection for you? They called it the Lolita Express. This guy was caught trafficking underage children. Bill Clinton is on a plane with him 26 times, just a coincidence. Why don't we look at the fact that even though everybody in Epstein's inner circle knew he was a pedophile, Clinton still chose to associate with him? Why don't we look at the fact that Virginia Roberts, who said she was pimped out by Epstein at the age of 15, claims that she saw Clinton on this supposed orgy island, this island where Epstein had all his underage sex parties? And this is not even to mention the entire litany, the history of Bill Clinton's long record of sexual assault. So Cenk Uygur is trying to make the argument that because there's this bonk claim backed up with no evidence that Trump raped somebody at a Jeffrey Epstein party, that that's the real issue, not the fact that Clinton was on a plane with Jeffrey Epstein 26 times. Okay, we can't talk about that. So that's the first aspect of this, because that's when he really began to get triggered. Then there was this back and forth between Cenk Uygur and Roger Stone. Of course, Uygur claiming that he's a liar. That went on for about a minute. Then it really got heated. That's the point at which Cenk Uygur completely escalated this so-called confrontation. Because Alex basically said to them, he accused them of being soft on Saudi Arabia, that they weren't, as a network, critical enough of Saudi Arabia. That is the moment, and you can see in the video that we're playing, when Cenk got up, threw off his earpiece, bowed up to Alex, got in his face, started screaming, lost all his cool entirely, and, you know, claimed, oh yeah, we've called out Saudi Arabia. Now, let's be fair. You go on the Young Turks YouTube channel, which, by the way, is in decline. It's not growing anymore. Granted, they've got a huge audience, but you can see from the stats that it's on the wane. As Alex said during the confrontation, maybe this is one of the reasons why he got so heated. But I mean, let's be fair to them. They have called out Saudi Arabia on several occasions. What they haven't done is called out radical Islam. And in fact, the individual who subsequently, because he's so classy, you know, he's a liberal, he's got class, subsequently spat in Alex's face. He has been on the Young Turks network several times making apologies for radical Islam. This lame comedian, Jimmy Dore. He's been on the Young Turks network saying that the migrant rape, the mass sexual assault in Cologne, wasn't really an issue, and that the real issue was the 1 in 5 rapes of women on US college campuses. Of course, which has been completely debunked. It's a fake statistic. So yes, the criticism is valid when directed towards the Young Turks that they've been soft on radical Islam. After every single terror attack, they trot out the same lame BS, not all Muslims. They fail to call out the true problem, which is the violent and intolerant aspects of Islam that we've done many times. So that's a completely fair criticism. But at this point, Cenk got really aggressive, and you can see it in the clip. he begins to act like a complete lunatic. You know, these are the people who accuse Alex Jones of being angry and crazy. Yet this is the guy who's acting like a complete nutcase. Just look at the crazed look in his eyes as he bows up to Alex. You'll also notice, and we're going to get into this more after the break, the fact that they knew the optics of this looked so bad that they actually tried to censor the media getting it on tape. We're going to unpack this confrontation more after the break on the Alex Jones Show, breaking news at Infowars.com.
We'll be right back. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's what happened with the Young Turks situation. It's way overshadowed by the epic speech of Donald Trump and his announcement of going after globalism and how we're about Americana and nationalism was totally and completely epic. But the Young Turks situation is important because it shows you how media works and how the future of internet censorship works, okay? It was a big open area with hundreds of booths. They had an official Google YouTube stage that was just a small area, and I walked by and they said, hey, you ought to go on the Young Turks. One of these Young Turk people I'd recognized from one of their crew. I've been on their show many times. I said, yeah, later I've got to go down here. I could have done 500 interviews. It wasn't like I needed to be on their show. I mean, they had national news, national TV. We were in hundreds of newspapers that day. We were all over TV, Fox, CNN, everywhere. But I know them, and I'm walking back by, and Liam's like, hey, you really ought to go on. That guy's been waving you over. So they say, yeah, run up on stage. I run up on stage. Maybe Sinker, or whatever his name is, didn't know. But it doesn't matter. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Being friendly. I had just talked to Van Jones, been friendly. That video's up. I just talked to Charlie Rose, been friendly. Even though I disagree with him. The big issue here is then, after the confrontation happens and they spit on us and threaten to attack us and say, hey, you're going to get hurt and all this stuff, so we leave. It's just crazy threats. And you know, they're all about fat shaming, you know, not letting people have free speech, stopping people calling folks fat, then they call me fat, all this crazy, weird garbage. When I'm way, way skinnier than Sinker or whatever his name is, then this is the key. This is the big issue. This is the big thing that we're dealing with. Suddenly, Goo later remembered that one of the YouTube people walked over and said, are you done uploading that? And Goo said, yeah, I'm about to finish. And the guy walked off. We go do some more interviews, leave, go eat about an hour later, and boom, and all our videos start getting taken down. The upload of that event that happened, our response to it, our response to that, our Don King interview starts getting pulled, and it just says removed. Not removed by user, not removed for terms of service violation, not for copyright strike. They were removing it in live time. They were at the YouTube Google base. They had YouTube people there. So we made a big deal out of that on Facebook, and a few hours later, they put the videos back up. But ladies and gentlemen, this is incredible to see these internet ghettos that Matt Drudge has warned about. Again, I'm walking through an airport right now, so bear with me. This is so incredibly important that we understand this is the model. There's a coup at Fox News happening right now. There's censorship of Milo. There's all this other censorship happening. They are moving this year, beta testing. They're admitting they want to get rid of the fairness doctrine and take talk radio over. They are making their move. This is so incredibly important. And then just have this Sink guy blow up at us because I said, hey, Turkey's working with Saudi Arabia, that's wrong. He goes, that's crazy, all this stuff. He just hopes his pseudo-intellectual audience of fake liberals don't understand that he's full of garbage. But I'm not even out to get this guy. I've been on a show like 10 times or more. They play my clips all the time. We make jokes back and forth. And quite frankly, I never stage stuff, but they've said to me before, hey, let's get in a fight when you come on air. I'm like, okay, but don't take it personal. So it was a long relationship. They haven't had me on in years, so they've gotten butthurt. That's fine. But the point is that that's one of the few places where it's not staged, but they say, hey, we're going to be a little bit mean to you. Is that okay? You're like, yeah, I'm going to yell back at you. It's not personal. So everybody just kind of agrees. We're going to spar. We're going to get nasty. So basically, that's how I got set up. And he may not even have known. Or maybe somebody was provocateur, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The point is that we had more media interviews than we could do. And they were trying to spin it that we were somehow desperately, trying to take over their show. And we're exploding. We're the zeitgeist. We're all over the newspapers. We're all over everywhere. They're chanting Hillary for prison on the floor of the deal. And the mainstream media is admitting we're dominating. And this guy is spinning everything like, oh, we need their little show. I mean, listen, and they're Muslims, too. Why didn't she wear a burqa on TV? You know, why does he talk about how they're oppressing women over there instead of saying Americans are oppressing women when we're the West? I'm sick of it. I want Muslim women to be free and be able to wear a red dress like she wears. But look, these people don't have the moral high ground. They're not real liberals. And I'm done playing games. And to Google and everybody else, if you want to join Facebook and the censorship and everything, you're just going to hurt your own platforms. But we're going to force you out in the open for everybody to know you are censoring. They did it to Milo yesterday, worldwide live ban on Twitter. All right, back to Paul Joseph Watson, David Knight, and the rest of the crew. That's my statement on what happened. This affects everybody. They can bring me down. They can bring you down. Stay with us.
So there's Alex Jones on his confrontation with the Young Turks. And again, he made the point, which is what they're claiming in the aftermath, as are all their supporters, that they have the moral high ground. That's how they're trying to spin it, that they were rudely interrupted and they stood up for their beliefs. Listen, you don't have the moral high ground. Why did your staffers attempt to block the media from filming this confrontation? You can see this in the article. I tweeted it out, the screenshot. One of the Young Turk staffers, right at the moment after Cenk Uygur gets up and starts bowing up to Alex, starts getting aggressive, starts getting this crazed look in his face, one of their staffers gets up on the table in between the cameras and where Alex and Cenk Uygur are having the confrontation and lifts his t-shirt up at the shoulders to try and create a screen between the cameras and the confrontation. He then invites another young Turk staffer to get up on the table and do the same thing. So if you have the moral high ground, and this is you standing up to this arrogant, rude ambush and asserting your beliefs, your principles, why are you trying to block the media from filming it? Well, because it was obvious what was happening. Cenk Uygur completely overreacted. He lost his temper like a triggered little child, and he went absolutely nuts. And it didn't look good, which is why they were trying to block the media from filming it. And to top it all off, this lame comedian, Jimmy Dore, who went on the Young Turks previously and downplayed the migrant molestation in Cologne, said, oh, it was basically nothing. The more important thing to focus on was the 1 in 5 American women raped on college campuses. Completely bogus, doesn't exist, not a thing. Again, he's an apologist for Islam. He gets up there, as this confrontation is ending, actually as it's winding down, takes a huge glug of water and spits directly in Alex's face. Because that's how liberals debate, because they're real classy. And the aftermath, all his supporters on Twitter, and I retweeted this, were celebrating the fact that he spat in Alex's face. Like, that won him the debate. Like, he stood up for the sacred principles of the Young Turks. So that means they had the moral high ground. Okay, reverse it. If Leanne or Joe Biggs, by the end of this confrontation, had took a huge glug of water and spat directly in Cenk Uygur's face, how would they have responded? Well, of course, we would have been absolutely crucified. But this lame comedian, this rape apologist, gets up and does it, and it's no big deal. It's funny. Again, it's one rule for them and another for us. They get to act like adolescent brats having temper tantrums. They get to be aggressive. They get to spit in people's faces. And it's trendy. That's them asserting their moral high ground. But if we do it, we're hateful, we're dangerous, we're bigoted. And look at some of the media reaction to this. I mean, RT put out an article. And, you know, generally, RT is good on geopolitics. That's their primary use. But they've kind of got this identity crisis on American politics. There's a lot of social justice warriors who work there. So they put out this article about the confrontation with the quote, as the Jones-Uygur encounter started getting attention, people turned to Twitter to show support for the Young Turks. Really? You look at the tweets that they embedded in this article that show support for the Young Turks. One of them has one retweet. Another one has 5 retweets. Okay, I was tweeting about this all throughout last night as it was happening, getting hundreds and hundreds of retweets. Other people seeing the video, making the point that Cenk Uygur, the Young Turks, and Anna Kasparian, who we'll get onto in a second, completely overreacted, completely had fits, adolescent temper tantrums, and made themselves look like complete lunatics. Okay, that was the reality of the situation. Whether we were rude and arrogant to crash the live broadcast in the first place, not the issue. Everybody at the RNC was doing that exact thing. So the optics didn't look good. That's why their staffers tried to block the media from filming the confrontation, but it was too late. There were too many cameras in the vicinity. We got it all on tape. Of course, as Alex explained in the aftermath, there were some shenanigans going on with YouTube. Some of our videos were deleted, later restored. But again, they don't have the moral high ground, and look at how the media reacted to it. You know, people on Twitter showed support for the Young Turks. Well, no, they didn't. People on Twitter who got one retweet, that's not everyone on Twitter showing support for the Young Turks. See how they manage perspective by closing the frame on how, you know, people react to this kind of situation. If they only focus on the tweets which show support for the Young Turks, then they can build that narrative. Which is not objectively true. If you look at my Twitter, if you look at other people who were talking about this, they all said, this looks pretty bad for the Young Turks, given that they're so-called, you know, tolerant liberals, getting aggressive, screaming at people, spitting in people's faces, and then trying to block the media from recording it. You don't have the moral high ground. You can't censor the truth when there's 100 frigging cameras recording it, okay? No matter how many stupid, twisted articles come out in the aftermath claiming otherwise. And again, they were the ones who flipped out. They were the ones who got aggressive. Alex's demeanor, you can watch it in the clip from beginning to end. Even when Cenk was screaming in his face, ripping his earpiece out, bowing up to him, looking like he was about to sock him in the mouth, Alex remained calm. These are the people who tell us Alex Jones is crazy, out of control. The first thing they do when Alex tries to troll their broadcast in a completely friendly way, which everybody at the RNC was doing, is to get crazy and aggressive. And again, reverse it. Say Alex had been doing a live show, you know, with Rob Dew, with Biggs, with Leanne, whoever, and Cenk Uygur and Anna Kasparian and the Young Turks had come up and tried to troll it, tried to interfere, as other leftist comedians did to us on two separate occasions previously. Alex dealt with it in a calm and cordial manner, so did Leanne. Imagine for a second if Alex had dealt with it in the way that Cenk Uygur dealt with it. If Alex had started ripping the microphone away from him, had, you know, bowed up to him, screamed in his face, if Joe Biggs had spat at someone, if Joe Biggs had spat at Cenk Uygur amidst the fracas, how do you think the media would react to that? Well, they would call us crazy, they would call us aggressive, they would call us out of control. But they can do it, and it's perfectly fine. That's how the media massages reality. Now let's turn to Anna Kasparian of the Young Turks, and we've got this clip coming up in a second. Okay, this is a woman who has made comments on several occasions saying that you shouldn't make reference to people's weight if they're overweight, because that's fat shaming, it hurts people's feelings, it's basically hate speech, it's abuse. And what was the first thing that she did as this confrontation escalated? She got up, pointed her finger at Alex Jones, and said, "Get off the stage, you fat F." That's what she said. This is the woman who on numerous occasions has made comments saying that saying people are fat, making reference to their weight, is horrible, is dreadful, and should never be done. Let's roll the clip.
A lot of the people that are picking on him for his weight gain aren't really lookers themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's the classic bullying move where you want to feel better about yourself, so you look to someone and pick on their imperfections to feel good about yourself. It's stupid. She strikes me as someone who's actually trying to make a very serious and very terrible statement about overweight people. Look, I think that if someone that cares about you tells you, like, hey, let's get healthy together, it's not fat shaming. You know, fat shaming is pointing a finger at you and being like, you're fat. I think that this study is really fascinating because, I mean, I can relate to it big time. Because when I was about 4 years old, my dance instructor told me that I was overweight. And as a 4? Yes, and that stayed with me for the rest of my life. Now, I don't fit the results of the study. I'm not an unhealthy body weight. At least I don't think I am. But you know, it does scar you, and you have issues with food and eating for the rest of your life.
So that is Anna Kasparian of the Young Turks saying that fat shaming is dreadful. It's terrible. Saying that, quote, fat shaming is pointing a finger at you and being like, you're fat. Saying that she was personally traumatized as a child because her dance instructor called her fat. Talking about Nicole Arbour, who of course received criticism for making a YouTube video making fun of fat people, and saying that Nicole Arbour was, quote, a very serious, very terrible statement about overweight people. Basically saying she was dreadful, she was terrible for making fun of fat people. Anna Kasparian, who said, quote, it's the classic bullying move where you want to feel better about yourself, so you look to someone and pick on their imperfections to feel good about yourself. It's stupid. She said all this for the past God knows how many years. She's decried fat shaming. She's championed the body positivity movement, which says that instead of trying to lose weight and become healthy, women should just get fat and feel comfortable with it because, you know, heart disease, diabetes, strokes is really trendy. That's cool. That's a new social justice warrior movement. She's the one who's decried fat shaming. She stood there. The first thing she screams out, she points a finger at Alex Jones and says, "Get off the stage, you fat F." Now, for a start, Alex has made the point over and over again. He admits that he got overweight at one point. He's lost a lot of weight since. He's made videos about that. But even still, him and Cenk Uygur are basically the same weight. So she's calling somebody a fat F who's the same size as her own boss. Okay? Having previously, on numerous occasions, decried fat shaming and saying that anybody who does it is a terrible, dreadful person. Well, I think that's very bigoted. That's very discriminatory from Anna Kasparian for her to engage in that kind of fat-shaming behavior when on previous occasions she's called people terrible for doing exactly the same thing. And I think she should really offer a sincere apology to Alex Jones for engaging in that hateful, bigoted act of fat-shaming. But of course it's okay when liberals do it. It's okay when liberals completely violate their own virtues, their own principles. That's fine. But she's been caught out. The hypocrisy is rampant. The video is up on Infowars.com. And we're going to get more into it after the break. We've got Syrian Girl coming up in the next hour with breaking news on the latest with that horrible situation where the young boy was beheaded by Obama administration-backed Syrian rebels. We've got that and more news after the break. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's .net. You'll be glad you did.
Listening to this broadcast, Paul Joseph Watson is hosting it live with David Knight. David Knight's in Austin, Texas. I am, of course, about to get in the air back to Austin. Paul Watson is in London, England. I wanted to add one more point to everything we've seen. This is about the arrogant globalist class and the media class thinking they control reality. They thought they were gods because they've been manipulating an unconscious population that's been in a trance. And now this whole Young Turk thing where they try to put all this disinfo and spin it, it's just a microcosm. That's why we're covering it. It's like a set piece. It's just like an educational diagram. It's like a book report we're doing. They are just an example, a lens through which to see this, where they attempt to spin and put out this info and spit on us and call us fat and physically threaten to attack us and then use insider groups. And I'm not saying they did it, but clearly YouTube did it. On the spot, on the YouTube stage, to start shutting our videos down so they can control the narrative. And it blew up. And they failed. And it's an example of when we fight, we win. When we lay down, we are unconscious. We sleep while they live. Okay, well, I'm going to live. You're going to live. We're going to live. We're going to wake up. It's not about liberal or conservative. It's about breaking out of this elitist mindset of these globalists on top of us that sit around arrogantly laughing at everyone. By the way, I got news from Ted Cruz. I just interviewed Congressman Carter from Central Texas. And I was sitting there about to go on the plane listening to him talk to his chief of staff. And I said, listen, I'm an eavesdropper. You might have a report this. And they said, no, absolutely. Ted Cruz is done. You know, Texans keep their promises, and he's going to be unseated. And they said, the word is Rick Perry. Well, I said, at least Rick Perry is a Texan, and I think he could beat him. And Rick Perry isn't perfect, but you know, the Bushes hate him. And so I'm going to back Perry or whoever else can defeat him. But they're looking right now. I've launched the exploratory research into it with Roger Stone. You see it in Politico. You see it in Roll Call today. We're not playing games, folks. This is the animating contest of liberty. When we stand up, we fight, we win. These globalists want to play games and tell us we don't have power, tell us we're nobody. It's because they know they're nobodies. Every time we take the field, we win. Every time we fight, we get stronger. We're on message. It's called Americana. Everybody's like, what is this message we're hearing from Alex Jones? What is this message we're hearing from Donald Trump? This is what we call renaissance. This is what we call winning. This is what we call humanity standing up. Infowars.com. Back to Paul Joseph Watson. It is, what, about 11:56. Central Standard Time.
Okay, there's a special report again from Alex Jones and crew leaving the DNC to the RNC, sorry, today after their confrontation with the Young Turks. Again, final comments on that. Again, Anna Kasparian, the big proponent of body positivity and not fat shaming, openly fat shaming herself, pointing a finger at Alex Jones on stage, calling him a fat effer. Now, this reminds me of a story we had a few days ago, which, of course, was Melania Trump. She gave the big speech. There was a huge scandal, the massive controversy that ever was, about how she plagiarized a few sentences from it. But again, it goes to the heart of the point of how, you know, leftists will whine all day long about Donald Trump's supposed sexism, his supposed racism, while themselves engaging in rampant misogyny and bigotry against Melania Trump after that speech, the quote being a dumb bitch. Those are the comments from the tolerant progressive liberals in the aftermath of her speech. They called her a dumb bitch, said she couldn't speak English properly, despite the fact that she speaks five languages. So again, it's okay for them to be misogynistic, racist about somebody, so long as they're a conservative. Then it's acceptable, then it's okay. One rule for them, another rule for us. This is the heart of the point. Liberals, leftists, are complete hypocrites. They create their own rules and they get exposed again and again. We'll be back for the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Syrian Girl coming up with breaking news about the Syrian conflict. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.